they struggle against mining. Took a little time because people had to become acquainted with the evils of mining. At the beginning, people were given to understand that mining would develop the area. But as days passed, people became more conscious. And when they saw other people suffering, they started thinking differently and they decided that they would fight. Well, that was the background which was responsible for the growth of the movement against mining in Kuchipudi area, in Kasipur area.
The Kashipur region of the state of Orissa, located in eastern India, is the site of one of the world's largest bauxite reserves. In 1993, a consortium of corporations known together as the Utkal Alumina International Limited, or UAIL, was formed to extract the bauxite and produce alumina. Yet 12 years later, the bauxite mine and alumina smelter have still not been built. The indigenous, or Adivasi, and low caste or Dalit communities in Kashipur have been fighting the project since its inception. They accuse UAIL of working closely with the government and the police to push the project through using bribery, repression, coercion, and police brutality. Since late 2004, tensions in Kashipur have been high, and many areas are virtually under a police occupation. Canadian alumina giant Alcan has been an active partner in the UAIL venture since 1999. It now has a 45% holding. Alcan maintains that Kashipur communities support the mine. We traveled to the region in 2005 to find out whether or not Alcan's claims to community consent were founded.
If the majority of people are supporting, why should the police be there in such large numbers in that area? The common sense tells us that they are there for coercion purposes. Otherwise, what need is there? If the majority of people are there, can the minority prevail upon the majority?
All this time, the people had this resistance get together, like where 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 5,000 people, 10,000 people, they were resisting and then saying that we don't want the company.
And PSSP is fighting against the Alcan of Canada and Hindalco of India.
Once we have lost our land, we lost everything. If the company wants to launch its project, then first the company kill us, then over our corpses, the factory should be grown.
Here the police is working at the forest of the corporation.
Why the company going to the poor states and in the name of development kills the people? That question should be raised by the citizen of Canada.
During our visit to Kashipur, we traveled to Maikanch, Barigan, and other villages which would be affected by the UAIL mine and smelter. We based ourselves in the town of Raigara, the administrative center of Kashipur. All company officials and government representatives in Raigara refused to speak with us. Yet we met with lawyers, government delegates, NGOs, youth, community members, and activists from the people's movement known as the Prakriti Sampad Surakya Parishad, or the PSSP. Solidarity activist and retired lecturer Professor Bhagavat Rath spoke to us about the roots of the anti-mine movement in Kashipur and the three crore, or 30 million people, who have been displaced by megaprojects throughout India.
These people of Kashipur who are fighting today have become conscious about the evils of mining because they have seen how people are suffering because of alumina industry. In India, about 3 crore people have been displaced in different places because of big dams, mining activities and other activities. We don't know where those 3 crore people have gone. They may be just residing in cities. So people suffer and nature suffers. Communities will disappear in different regions because communities have grown depending on land particularly. And then water will get polluted and scarce in the area. The people at Kashipur are almost leading a self reliant existence. They depend on the land for all their needs. It is the subsistence economy, so to say. Half a century back, Kashipur was considered to be a rich area. But when the forests were destroyed by the contractor, politician, lobby, people started suffering and starvation death started occurring in the area. And now these mines would devastate the lives of people, people would be nowhere. Their lives would be totally destroyed. And that's why they are fighting.
Myself, Bidulata Huiga.
My name is Bidulata Huiga. I am an Adivasi from Orissa. In all the places where such big companies were built, our people have never gained anything. We have lost our culture, language, relatives, everything in all the earlier cases. That is why we do not want such big companies, which will ruin our life and our culture. Let such people, such companies, not come to our country. It's as straight as that. In the name of development, people are sacrificed. Another thing is that people worship their land as their mother. Just like a mother is to us, same is the land to the tribal people. That is why selling one's own land will be like selling one's own mother. They love their land as their mother. They worship their land, their trees. How can one sell one's own mother? Many tribal people have vanished in the past. Neither the government nor we have any track of them.
The site of the proposed Alcan-backed mine in Kashipur is Bapti Mali Mountain, a sacred site for many local indigenous people. Sipram Naik, an Adivasi from the village of Maikanch, explains the importance of Bapti Mali and the roots of the anti-mine movement in Kashipur.
Bapti Mali is a very venerated hill because it is a place of worship for many of us, our tribals and all the people. So we protect it, we respect. Way back in the past, our ancestors, our forefathers, they got this hill from the clutches of the foreign colonials. When the colonial powers were at work in our area, and our fathers, they fought for that hill and they got the hill. So duty and responsibility that we should keep it up. We don't want that this whole hill should go to the hands of others.
The
aim is to protect our life and property because we have seen that people, those who were displaced in mining areas, so we see under what situation they live. We know it, so we have to protect ourselves, and that is our main aim, to protect ourselves and to protect our natural resources.
One of the first villages we visited was Barigan, where we conducted interviews hidden from police and their informants.
This is Bariga, and the people of Bariga actually agitated against UAIL.
Ebe ejon company hela dinru
company jodi hei jibo pani nashto hei jibo pobon nashto hei jibo au
amaro
deho bi nashto hei
jibo. We are warm of this soil, and without land there is no existence. If the company is coming, then our water, our air, all things will be polluted, which is actually the one thing is free to us, that is land, water and free air. And if the company is coming to this place, then we are suffering a lot. We do not want this plant. We actually want the general amenities, schools, teachers, hospitals, all these things which is given by the government, and the government is denying. On the other hand, government is saying that if the company is coming to your place, the company will do everything. So this is what the dilemma, and we do not want to leave our land, leave our water.
The resistance in Barigan is part of a larger anti-mine movement known as the PSSP. Debaranjan Sarangi, an activist based in the village of Kuchepeder, describes the PSSP and its battle against the Alcan-backed UAIL mine and smelter project.
Actually, PSSP was formed in 1996. It was a confederation of several tribal organizations in and around Kasipur, because Kasipur has the largest bauxite deposit and a number of projects are coming. And it is not only the UIL, there are Aditya Birla, Sterlite, Larsen & Toubro, several other projects are coming. Though the projects are different, but the people, those will be affected, they are the same. They are of the same community of Kondh and Poroza tribes. So because of the area, they have formed this confederation, PSSP, in 96. And PSSP is fighting against the Alcan of Canada and the Hindalco of India. The people of Kuchipudar, Maikonch, they are at the front now. The PSP,
their main strategy was to obstruct the work. At any cost, they have to obstruct the work. That's why for the last 12 years, the company, UIL, has not yet started its work. Though they have tried several times, even the Maikonch firing took place, several leaders were sent to jail. Before 2004, 56 cases were lost against the leaders of this PSSP. But still they were not cowed down, they were not in fear. But it was a challenge for the state government actually, how to suppress the people.
This was the voice of PSSP activist Debaranjan Sarangi, who spoke to us about the resistance based in the village of Kuchipudar. On December 16, 2000, three young Adivasis from the village of Maikonch were killed by police in a protest against the project in an incident now called the Maikonch firings. Sibran Naik was one of the 13 villagers who were seriously injured by police during the firings. He traveled with us to Maikonch and spoke to us about the impacts of the shootings on his village. What happened in December 2000?
If the police would have used different means, not the guns, bullets, but stick and the tear gas, perhaps it would have been different. But all of a sudden they break into firing. So they started firing. 13 people, they got assaulted, heavily injured. And some people got a bullet in their limbs, legs. Three of them, and they died in their spot after firing, police firing. From that day, no government officers, they never visit that village. That village never gets any development support from the government just because of this event. And although we apply to government loans, from that day these people, they don't care our village.
Arjun Jodhia is his son, to whom the police fired. So these people, the company people, they told that you will be given the compensation for it, for the firing, this leg, he is not able to walk, he is a very poor person. They told that we will provide you money. So the government people, they took him to Raigada. And they wanted to give some money, and they assured him to give money, but they didn't give actually. Till now, nothing they have given.
No compensation?
No compensation they have given so far.
And he cannot work anymore.
See, Bartan, kis kaam kori paruchhi kyo? Chota chota ek chalu chhi par. Now, he is not able to work properly. He cannot work by sitting. He cannot do any work. So this is the position. And till now, they are waiting for money.
After the Maikant shootings, stories about the struggle in Kashipur began to appear in the media and a global solidarity movement took shape. While some key partners pulled out of the UAIL consortium, others, such as Alcan, struggled to secure the project. Meanwhile, there appeared to be a lull in the conflict between police forces, company officials, politicians, and communities. In the last year, however, repression of anti-mine community organizers has increased tremendously, and villagers and their supporters have faced harassment and state-supported violence. A key event in the new wave of conflict occurred on December 1, 2004, when Kuchipudar villagers blocked the construction of a new police outpost near the proposed mine site. Oma Shankaram, a youth activist from the village of Kuchipudar, spoke to us about the local protest against the new police outposts.
Between 8 km distance, there are two police stations. So people protested that because that area is a tribal area and very peaceful area, and there is no such crimes or there is no law and order situation in that place. People said why did they need for a separate thana or separate police station. So when we ask him to provide water or take care of our health, medicine, and when we ask for education, to have good school and to have medical facilities, to have water facilities, but these our they are put aside. But why is this? Why he wants to bring more police and deploy more police in the area? So that is the protest of this young generation.
Debaranjan Sarangi describes how police responded to the protest with threats, violence, a lathi or baton charge, and a string of arrests.
We are unaware that the state government decided to form two police stations in the area, one at the mining site and one at the plant site. Immediately, people reacted that we don't want any police station here, rather we want hospital, rather we want medicine, rather we want education. But we don't have a police station because it just 11 kilometers far from here, there is another police station, Tikiri police station is there. And this is not a crime-prone area. It's a tribal area. It's a very peaceful area. And only for the company you are bringing this police station. So we will not permit you. Within the 5-6 hours, we came 400-500 people. We sat on the road on 1st December and wait the district magistrate to come. And at 12 noon, probably, the district magistrate came with 10 platoons of police and with company officials. And when they reached, we shouted slogans that we don't want police station, rather we want medical. Rather we want educational institution, but we don't want. And women were on the front. And immediately police announced that leave the road, otherwise we will rape you. And before the district administration. And surprisingly, the older women, they came to the front and they opened their saris. 11 women, older women, they opened their saris and declared that if you want to rape us, but we will not leave our road, but we will not leave our land. Their intention, the women, was to that by this, the police may leave the area. But the police was determined. So he said that you Dalits, you Adivasis, you can't fight against the state. We have the order of Chief Minister. Better you leave, otherwise we'll fire you. And they started tear gassing. And our people were a bit habituated with this. So they threw to the police side. And it became a challenge for the police and they blank fired. By this blank fire, few women, they started coming back and immediately police started lathi charge and chased people. All the men and women, they ran
and the police chased them up to 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, beating them, all 10 platoons of police. And 6 people could not move even because the old, and they were severely beaten up and were picked up by the police. Out of 6, 2 people were did not leave even the road. They said, announced that you may kill us, you may beat us, you may kill us, but we will not leave our land, but we will not leave our land. They just sat on the road, and the people are, police was beating them, beating them, beating them. And they sat on the road and said that we will not leave our land, we will not leave our road. And they were picked up. 6 people on that day were picked up. And district administration surprisingly transferred the local doctor on that day, so that those are beaten up, those are injured, should not get proper treatment. And 2nd December, paramilitary forces reached the area and they flag marched entire village. They entered into the village, straight to the activist house, searched them. And again, 2nd December night, 3rd December night, 4th December night, continuously in the midnight, they came, searched and picked up our activist. Entire area was confined as this paramilitary and Indian Reserve Battalion and State Armed Police. 22 platoons of police, 2 battalion of paramilitary and 3-4 battalion of Indian Reserve Battalion. And since then, the government has is dealing the situation in a very matured way. That means if PSSP calls a meeting in another one village, entire police would cordon off and would threaten the people not to go to the meeting. If you go, you'll be encountered, will be confined in jail. So this type of harassment, they continuously there. Even after that, people are coming and resisting, and the fight is going on.
This was the voice of Debaranjan Sarangi, an activist based in Kashipur, India. Today we have heard voices of resistance from Kashipur, where Canadian corporation Alcan is a major holder in a proposed bauxite mine and alumina smelter project. For over 12 years, Indigenous, or Adivasi, and low-caste, or Dalit communities have been protesting the project, which they say will destroy their lives and push them to displacement in city slums. The anti-mine movement accuses the company of working closely with state officials, police, and paramilitaries to suppress resistance. This was the first part of a 3-part documentary on the anti-mine struggle in Kashipur. The interviews from Kashipur were recorded by Brooke Thorndycraft and Tamer Herman in Orissa, India in 2005. For more information, or to hear the other parts of the documentary, point your browser at www.alcantinindia.org. That's www.alcantinindia.org.